6:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibition thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and we'd hope to have a guest this morning, but since we don't, why, it's going to be just you and me. So if you're out there, our number is 970-689-8255. We'd love to hear from you. 970-689-8255. Give us a call, something you'd like to talk about. Otherwise, we'll talk about what's going on in the economy, because this is really of primary importance. But people do not understand that the current economic meltdown has been intentionally created. Now, why would anybody intentionally create a havoc that we see today, and people losing their homes and their jobs and their families, and just the terrible things that happen to people when they lose their job? A man has to work. A man has to provide for his family. That's his job. And people sense that. They don't want to sit around if their wife is supporting the family. That's a man's job to support the family. But we are seeing this economic devastation being brought on intentionally. Certainly, you know, there were 741,000 people who lost their jobs in January. That's 750,000 people. Now, remember, certainly, that they keep revising these figures. When they first came out, they were talking about 500,000, and it was revised eventually up to 741. But then in February, there are about 670,000. That's 750,000 people. And in March, again, 670,000. And then, of course, they've come up and they told us, well, gee, things are really getting better. You can see those little green sprouts coming up now. You know, we only lost 539,000 jobs in April. 539,000 jobs in April. Well, actually, it was over 600,000 jobs, but a lot of these people got jobs working for the government. Those were government jobs. They were not productive jobs. They were not in manufacturing. The government is massively expanding. They have a program now. They've hired something like 140,000 census takers. Why are they doing the census this year? The census is supposed to be every 10 years in 2010. Well, they're marking our homes with GPS indicators. And they come to your door, and they've got their little GPS indicator, and once they know who lives in that house, then, of course, they punch your position, so you could be localized by satellite. And at first they can do whatever they want. By that satellite, they know where everybody in the whole country lives. Doesn't that make you feel safer that somehow that's going to protect you against Osama bin Laden or the terrorists that the government is going to know exactly where you live by GPS indicator, and they have actually satellites up in the sky that can beam down and destroy anything they want to, just as they have their Predator planes. I thought it was fascinating yesterday. They had a program on 60 Minutes about these Predator planes. They can fly from Nevada, and they can kill people in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and they are doing it. They're killing people, and they're killing a lot of civilians. Why are we fighting over in Afghanistan? Anybody ask that? Well, we had to go there because of the 9/11 attack and because of Osama bin Laden. We could have taken Osama bin Laden out with the Predator planes. They were watching him, and they knew exactly where he was. When the time came when they knew that the attack was coming, why didn't they take out Osama bin Laden? What did they do? They canceled all Predator flights before the 9/11 attack, and then after the 9/11 attack, they resumed them again. What's wrong with that scenario? Is it possible that nothing is as we prepared? But let's get back to what's happening financially, because this is really an amazing story. How they created this whole financial collapse, because this thing was obviously planned long ahead of time. I mean, certainly you've heard the story of Lindsay Williams. He was told in June of last year that the financial collapse was coming, that they were going to collapse the price of oil. And I know at least part of this is true, because I talked to Lindsay in early July, and he told me what he'd been told, and he was rather visibly shaken. He told me he hadn't been on a radio program for 6 weeks, and he was afraid to go on the radio and talk about anything, because these very, very powerful people had threatened him to silence him, and we couldn't let the American people know that this oil shortage is a scam, that there's more oil than we know what to do with it. We have it in shale. The greatest natural gas fields anywhere in the world have been found right here in the United States. Something like 2,200 trillion cubic feet of oil, of natural gas. And they've already developed in Louisiana, several other places. And of course, but this has been kept one of the greatest secrets of all time, other than the fact that one of my supporters, the doctor, and his dad had a farm in Louisiana. And so he and his brother have this large natural gas field, and are making lots of money from it. And of course, and then there was a small article in the New York Times, which we kept, and we have a copy of it just so we could provide it for anybody who wanted to see it. But the largest natural gas fields anywhere in the world are right here in the United States. They would give us enough energy, you know, to fuel this country. We were using natural gas in our cars for a couple of hundred years, but we can't tell the American people that. We can't tell the American people that CO2 is not a pollutant. It's a miracle gas. It makes everything grow better, and certainly it's not producing global warming. In fact, if you remember how cold it was this last winter, do you really believe that global warming? And, of course, there's no scientific justification for it at all. They put out a lot of money to create the scam because they want to collapse our economy. That's what it's really all about. They want to collapse our economy. They want to lower our living standards. They want to transfer our wealth to other nations. That's why we're sending our manufacturing overseas. That's why we're financing General Motors while they're building their new plants in China, while they're building their new plant in Russia, while they're building their new plants in Brazil. But we can't tell the American people that we're giving money to GM so that they can ship their production overseas. The American people wouldn't understand the noble goals of our invisible government, who is dedicated to the one world government. So it all goes along with the Earth Charter plan, lowering our living standards. But how did they create this whole financial collapse that they told Lindsay Williams in early June was going to come about? Well, we'll be back, but give us a call, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used, trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talkie tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, what a bottle!
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon? Sheldon, wake up!
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately and call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I was really talking about how they created this whole financial bubble. And, of course, they did it by encouraging people to buy homes they couldn't afford, by making money readily available, to actually flooding the country with credit, with the availability of money so you can go out and buy a home. And when you had people making $10,000, $15,000 a year buying a $700,000 home, I mean, how could you possibly expect that they were going to be able to pay for it? They could get the home many times with nothing down and no payments for 3 years or no payments for a couple of years. Or I had even a friend of mine who got $25,000 for buying a home. I mean, he actually was paid to buy a home. He didn't have to put anything down. And, of course, during the height of the bubble, he was able to turn it over in a few years and to make a great deal of money. And, of course, this is what people were doing. They were buying two or three homes and turning them over. They were buying condominiums before they were finished and then selling them as soon as they were finished and making a large profit. I mean, but it was all brought about by the Federal Reserve System. You know, lowering the interest rates to 1% and keeping it there for a year and making money readily available. And Alan Greenspan, a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and Bilderbergers, encouraging people to take out these adjustable rate mortgages and these creative mortgages that they had. They called them liar's loans and pick-and-pay loans. Liar loans were simply loans where they didn't bother to check and see if you even had a job and were going to be able to make your payments on the house. Pick-and-pay loans where you could either pick that you were going to pay the interest on the loan, or you're going to pay the principal on the loan, but you didn't have to pay both, at least for 3 years. So you could buy a much more expensive house, and then when the price went up a few years later, why it'd be worth so much more, and maybe you could start borrowing money on the house so that you could make the payments on it. There were all these creative ideas that were out there, and they knew they were going to lead to disaster. Why would anyone in their right mind passed legislation that forced banks to lend money to people to buy homes that they couldn't afford? And we have an article written in 1999, appeared in the New York Times, that said this is going to end in disaster. I mean, why would you possibly encourage people to buy homes they couldn't afford? And then, of course, we know that the state attorney generals, all of them, were anxious to do something. There were state laws against these predatory lending practices, and yet they weren't allowed to enforce them. And when they tried to, the federal government, the Bush administration intervened. And then, of course, when Elliot Spitzer tried to tell the story in the Washington Post, why, within just a few weeks, why the FBI leaked the story. Now, that's against the law. But you see, the government is above the law. They leaked the story about Elliot Spitzer's liaison with a prostitute to destroy his political career and shift the focus away from what he was trying to tell the American people. And we have the article, first of all, that he wrote back in 2008. We have another one he wrote later in 2008, but the one he wrote earlier in 2008, pointing out that the state attorney generals wanted to intervene. We have state laws that prevent this sort of thing, but the federal government would not allow them to be enforced. Why? Because they wanted this collapse. And they knew the collapse was coming. They actually allowed the issuing of these derivative contracts, insurance policies without any reserve funds behind them, and they're somewhere between $700 trillion and $1.25 quadrillion worth of derivative contracts out there. But don't you worry, they're not going to go bad because the American taxpayers are committed to financing that whole thing. After all, these banks that wrote the derivative contracts, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, they're too big to fail. And the American taxpayers are going to keep them going. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're too big to survive. And we should let them go down. Because if we do not, the only solution is to destroy the value of our currency to pay off those derivative contracts. And that's exactly what they're intending to do, is destroy the value of our currency. And that's why, of course, we have the most massive spending in all recorded history within the last year, with the $700 billion TARP funds, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, $700 billion. That's $750 billion. And then, the Obama stimulus bill of $787 billion, and now the budget of another $350 billion. That's almost $500 billion just right there. But they have actually spent over $4 trillion. Nobody knows where it's coming from. It's all going to have to be monetized. Foreign countries are cutting back on their buying of U.S. bonds, and so they're simply creating money out of nothing, and they know it's going to end in disaster, like they knew the housing bubble was going to end. But they can't let the American people know. They can't let the American people know that they're a group of elitists who have a different worldview, who control our government. I mean, certainly, and I'm speaking specifically of the Trilateral Commission, which, according to Barry Goldwater, was created back in 1973 to seize the political control of the government of the United States. Those are his words, and they'll find them on page 280 of his book, With No Apologies. And Barry Goldwater talked about how these people had a plan to gain control of the whole world through the economic system. It is not by accident that between 1976 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States was a member of the Trilateral Commission. There were never more than, always less than 100 people in this organization, Americans. Of course, there were people in other countries. This is why the government's so interested in transferring the control of Chrysler to Fiat, because the man who runs Fiat is a member of their little clique. He's an Italian member of the Trilateral Commission, but we're going to put out an awful lot of money. We're going to change our bankruptcy laws. In fact, if you're studying what's going on as far as the Chrysler bankruptcy is concerned, you'll find that the people who are objecting to what's going on, people in the hedge funds and pension funds that were invested in Chrysler, have said they've had death threats. They've had death threats. They've had calls from the White House saying, we will destroy you if you object to what we're doing, and you will take 29 cents on the dollar, 22 cents on the dollar. You will accept whatever we tell you. You no longer have any standing. And they say, but the laws say that we have the first claim on the factories, on the assets of Chrysler. That doesn't count anymore. we've changed that. And so what they've done is simply they've changed the laws by edict, federal edict, Obama edict, by the Obama administration, which is above the law. And they're not obeying the law. Certainly they're going to transfer the control of the assets of Chrysler to Fiat to another member of the Trilateral Commission. Is it possible that the Trilateral Commission, you know, could, well, I think three of the four chairmen of the Federal Reserve System prior to Ben Bernanke came from this little group? Do you think that just happened by accident? Do you think it's, well, you certainly want to get our newsletters. My latest newsletter, which will be going out shortly, points out that they control, I mean, Goldman Sachs. They control J.P. Morgan Chase. They control the Citigroup. And that's just in the Trilateral Commission. They have their people on the Federal Reserve Board, or past chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, or they have their people, you know, running the Bank of Israel. Why would we have people for Americans running the Bank of Israel belonging to the Trilateral Commission? Because it's all a scam. There is an international financial fraternity out there that runs the world. Don't ever forget Thomas Jefferson's words. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. He wrote that in 1816 in a letter to a man named Charles Yancey. Well, let me give out our telephone number because I don't want to carry on a dialogue. I'd much rather know what you're thinking. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. But this plan that is coming to its fruition today has been around for a long time. Thomas Jefferson recognized this, and it's so interesting. If you go back and you read the old books, you'll find out what he said. You read the modern books, and they simply removed all of his important quotations from there, just as you can go up on the Internet to Google in Andrew Jackson's farewell address, and you go to the top of the page, and there on the Google page is, well, they have his farewell address, but in a bridge section. And what do you think they took out of it when they abridged Jackson's farewell address? Any reference to what he said about the bank? Well, here's what Andrew Jackson said about the bank, and of course it goes on for pages, and we'll include that in one of our upcoming newsletters. But what he said is, we are not left to conjecture how the moneyed power, thus organized and with such a weapon in their hands, would be likely to use it. The distress and alarm which pervaded and agitated the whole country when the Bank of the United States waged war upon the people in order to compel them to submit to its demands cannot yet be forgotten. Let me repeat that, because you remember that Andrew Jackson withheld the charter from the Second Bank of the United States. In 1932, he was reelected under his slogan, "It's Jackson and the Bank, Jackson and no Bank, or the Bank and no Jackson." But he staked his reelection campaign in 1932 on taking out the Second Bank of the United States, because it was owned by Europeans in part, and of course it was creating an artificial prosperity that he knew would eventually be used against the people. And as he said, "One man with courage is a majority, and I will stand." And he was opposed by his vice president, by members of his cabinet. All of the media had been purchased and was on the other side, and a majority of the congressmen were on the other side, but they needed a two-thirds majority to override his veto, and he vetoed the charter of the Second Bank of the United States, calling them a den of vipers. And then when he was his farewell address, he wrote this, because they had already, of course, contracted the money supply to punish the American people, because they dared to elect their vice president of the United States, Andrew Jackson, a man who opposed the power of the bankers. And understand that it is that power of the bankers that created the destruction of the dot-com bubble. Of course, they created the dot-com bubble, then they destroyed it. They created the housing bubble, they destroyed it. And now they're intent upon destroying our economy, and everything they're doing is designed to fail. And, of course, I would simply point out that they had a program Congress created, I think it was called Hope for Homeowners. It was going to help some 400,000 people stay in their homes, and well, it didn't work quite as well as they thought after all that effort. In fact, one mortgage was rewritten. Not 400,000, one mortgage. They have a new program to help keep people in their homes, and yet the foreclosures numbers keeps increasing almost every month. Almost over 2 million people lost their homes in 2008, and a lot more people are going to lose their homes this year because they're making a big fuss about trying to do something, but they're not doing it. They can't let you the American people know that they're not trying to stop this cascade of home foreclosures and people losing their jobs. So they got to pretend, oh, look at all the things we're doing. But they know that none of them are going to be effective, and everything they're doing is simply prolonging the agony and aimed at destruction of the monetary system of our nation. So let's go back to see what Andrew Jackson said. And remember, our number is 970-689-8255. But here's his quotation that they managed to delete from the abridged version of Andrew Jackson's farewell address. We are not left to conjecture how the moneyed power thus organized, and with such a weapon in their hands, would be likely to use it. The distress and alarm which pervaded and agitated the whole country when the Bank of the United States waged war upon the people in order to compel them to submit to its demands cannot yet be forgotten. We're seeing it all over again, ladies and gentlemen. It's like deja vu. Our number, 970-689-8255. Give us a call. 970-689-8255.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya's. You'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for large or special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and give us a call at 970-689-8255 if you have any question. But Thomas Jefferson was well aware of what was going on. He realized...